Apart from that, no, I really mean that. Apart from that, there are no lexical challenges. You'll have to make a difference between refrigeration and deep freezing, but it's fairly easy in Romanian as well. And quite frankly, that's about it. That's about it. And I'm going to stop now. Or a second later. Well, drink some water. Right. One problem that humankind has always had to deal with was a seemingly simple and trivial one nowadays. How to keep your food unspoiled, preferably for extended periods of time, because it wasn't always that we had a convenient supermarket located not far from our home. Preferably, if you could kill something, you wanted to keep the meat for as long as possible. Unfortunately, that proved to be rather difficult. So what can you do if your food spoils very quickly? Well, you try and do all sorts of things. For a long, long time in Europe, they tried to mix it with spices. If you have to eat your meat half rotten, then you put a lot of salt and pepper and whatnot, other spices, to conceal the taste and make it even marginally palatable. You might think that this is not important, but in more ways than one, the need for spices stimulated the entire colonial development of European powers. Spices were, for long periods of time, literally more expensive than gold. But that is obviously a thing of the past. Spices are now cheap and we don't really need them to conceal the taste of rotten meat, because something has changed. Yes, we can go to a restaurant and buy our food. Well, that's not really what I mean, and quite frankly, in the particular context of Romania, if you go to a restaurant, it's a fast food more often than not, which is really, really bad for you. So what I'm talking about is obviously home cooking. Now, in Europe, as well as pretty much everywhere else in the world, for more than 4,000 years, low temperatures were used in order to successfully store food for extended periods of time. Now, this is rather tricky when you don't have electricity, but if you live in a colder climate, if ice is available for longer periods, if you can build a deep, deep cold cellar where you might store some food, then at least some alternatives are possible. Fortunately, nowadays we also have electricity, and we can refrigerate food, seemingly forever. Well, not really. First of all, refrigeration isn't particularly nice to the foodstuffs we store that way, because it can destroy some of their qualities. But what do we mean by refrigeration? Refrigeration means storing food at temperatures between 0 and 4 degrees Celsius. And refrigeration does quite a few things. First of all, it prevents the development in food of various bacteria and toxins. So if you don't refrigerate your food and you eat it after a certain period of time, you might actually ingest dangerous germs that grew in that particular piece of food in the course of time. Secondly, refrigeration also prevents dehydration. The food doesn't dry out and it remains juicy and succulent. I said that between 0 and 4 degrees Celsius is we can talk about refrigeration. Under 0 degrees Celsius, it's already deep freezing, which is a completely different thing. Above 4 degrees Celsius, bacteria can develop, so there isn't much point in storing food at 6 or 7 degrees of temperature. You're better off just leaving it the way it is or throwing it away. Now, what we tend to forget, however, is that refrigeration doesn't actually prevent the decay of food. It just slows it down. So We can store things like meats, fruit and veg, juices, but only for a limited period of time. And the time factor isn't the only one that comes into this fascinating equation of refrigeration. Because if you want to successfully refrigerate food, you have to make sure that it's clean. If it's not clean, if there are organisms already thriving on that piece of food, what the cold temperature will do is not kill them, but rather stabilize them as they are. Once you take the food out of the fridge, they will go running around again and pretty much wreak havoc with your body. And also, if you want to refrigerate fast, right after you buy the food, not for a long period afterwards. Now, I was saying that freezing is a completely different issue because freezing allows you to keep the food stored for much longer periods of time. And we talk about deep freezing our food when we store it at temperatures well below 0 degrees Celsius, roughly around minus 18 degrees Celsius. And that way you can actually keep the food for months on end. At this temperature, microorganism activity decreases tremendously. And actually some microorganisms are destroyed for good, which never happens in the case of common refrigeration. But what you have to remember when you want to refrigerate food is that you don't really want to stock your freezer box excessively, because refrigerated food, frozen food, I beg your pardon, actually increases in volume by approximately 6%. So if you put too much, it might crack your freezer box open. It's the water in the food that expands when frozen. Now the thing is, you can't really freeze any kind of food, but most of the things that we normally keep in the household and consume on a daily basis can be refrigerated. And I'm talking about meat and meat products, milk and dairy products as well, eggs apparently, bread and dough, ice cream, even vegetables provided that they are washed and cut, and fruits like apples, peaches, strawberries, you name it. Now meat is a bit of a different story because meat is highly sensitive. Extended freezing can actually change the taste, the odor, the color, and interestingly enough, even the nutrient content of the meat that we store that way. So if we want to successfully freeze meat over long periods of time, we need to make sure that the animal was healthy and that the meat was fresh when we refrigerated it. It has to be basically a sanitary meat product without blood or skin or hair or nails or whatever in it. The thing is that when we freeze meat, tiny ice crystals form in the tissues and they actually section the walls of the cells in the meat. And this somehow causes the nutrient value of meat to decrease. Basically, we're losing the natural qualities of a juicy piece of meat. And what's even worse is when we repeatedly freeze and defrost and freeze again the same piece of meat. This is probably the worst thing that we can do. We risk contaminating that piece of meat, and we're almost guaranteed to seriously deteriorate its nutritive functions. So caution is needed. But if we take care, and if we don't keep the food for extended periods of time, and if we know what we refrigerate or freeze, then very likely we will enjoy a decent meal at the end of it all. And we won't need to pay solid gold for pepper to conceal the taste of rotten flesh. Thank you.